Sunday!
Sunday!
Sunday at Diphtheria Dragway, home of the hottest funny cars.
And you'll see the funniest hot cars, too. Fresh off the dealer's lot last night, but now with new plates.
See Gnarly Carbuckle burn down the track. It is 1966 Dodge Charger.
He burns down the track because his tailpipes point right at his back tires, causing them to burst into flames.
At 3 p.m., the Lady Racers take over. See twins Serotonin and Melatonin in their twin pink 1968 Subarus.
These cars never got safety inspections, so anything can happen when they hit the track.
And don't forget the door prizes. The 300th person through the gates gets a certificate for a year's supply of dung beetles.
And for every 1,000 paid admissions, Diphtheria Dragway will donate one 1965 Corvair to our favorite charity, Cars for Tots.
Don't miss the hot rod action Sunday.
Sunday.
Sunday at Diphtheria Dragway.
This 15 minutes of the Johnny Lizard Show is brought to you by Bob Fairley at Fairley Reliable Motors. I know they have credit available because I just received a pre-declined credit offer in the mail from them. With every car sold between now and 5:25 this afternoon, you will get a free heated tailgate so your hands stay warm while you're pushing the car home this winter.
Wonderful Worm Radio. Total Information News.
Here is the late breaking up to the minute. We're not just making this up, Worm News, and I'm Will Power reporting.
Hey Power, could you turn down the teletype?
We're going to give this a shot, okay? This newscast is brought to you by Passmore Gas and Propane, and now the news. In a personal item, last night I was driving through downtown Pomona in my convertible with my girlfriend when we found ourselves in the middle of a riot. A protester hurled a rock at us, striking my girlfriend in the chest and breaking two of my fingers. Later on, we pulled into a parking lot where my girlfriend was bending over to pick up her keys. That's when another small rock came sailing directly at her. And I'm sorry to say she was injured in the fracas. The Wormcast for Greater Pomona, including Loveland, Lovington, Lovejoy, Love Park, Love Village, and Death Valley, polled her with an unexpected crop-killing frost settling in the overnight. Temperatures will get down into the low teens. There will be a tremendous frost damage to the entire area, so sorry, farmers. Most of you will be wiped out. The temperature was 56 degrees a couple of hours ago, but I have no idea what it is now. For Worm Radio, I'm Will Power reporting. That's news and weather, and now back to more music than you can possibly stand with Johnny Lizard.
Johnny Lizard.
It's bacon time! Hey, creepy chick!
Wonderful Worm Chime Time. 5:23, and that was the number one song this week, Frankie and the Finks, with My Heart Says Yes, Yes, But My Wife Says No, No. Who's with me on the contest line?
This is Lily Pad, Johnny.
Okay, Miss Pad, you know how we play the game. I will play a sound, you tell me what it is, and you win the big prize.
Okay, let's go.
Lily, listen closely, be specific with your answer, and here is the sound.
It sounded like a pitcher of Kool-Aid falling off a kitchen table in northwest Saskatoon.
Flavor, please.
What?
What was the flavor of the Kool-Aid?
Flavor. Gooseberry. I'm going to guess gooseberry.
Oh, joy.
Did I win?
Okay, actually, that was my wife, Joy, on the other line, and she was telling me she dented the car. That's why I said, oh, Joy. But yes, your answer was correct.
Yay! So what did I win?
You win an all-expense-paid two-week stay in that fabulous Hawaiian resort, the I Wanna Leia Hotel.
Oh, suddenly I'm very excited!
Airfare and accommodations not included, of course.
Suddenly I'm very unexcited, Johnny.
Well, thanks for playing our game, Lily.
I'm rethinking my entire life right now.
You know I think he's trying to pull something crooked.
It's gonna be a wonderful weekend with your radio.
All the hits, all the time on Wonderful Worm 1450. We're going to switch you now to one of my fellow jocks, Al Fresco, who is going to bring us a celebrity interview. Al?
With me on the phone today is Amphibian, singer of that new hit sweeping the country, Nobody Does It Better, except maybe your Uncle Chuck. Hello, Ann, and thanks for joining us here on The Worm.
Happy to be here, Al.
Word is, you not only sing, but you write songs as well, along with your husband, Mason Jarre.
He's a wonderful writer, but has a very small, repertoire.
Well, I hope that isn't a problem for you two lovebirds. You've only been married a couple of weeks, right?
That's right. We honeymooned at the world's famous quicksand campground. It was lovely. We certainly gave my euphonium a workout during that week.
Your euphonium?
You know, my euphonium. I play several instruments. My husband Mason even let me play around with his piccolo. We had a great time on our honeymoon, Al.
It sounds like it, Anne. One final question for you. Tell us about the next stop on your world tour.
We'll be appearing with ABBA at the Palindrome nightclub next week. Bye, everyone.
Come on in. The water's fine. Swimming is fun. In summertime. So head for your favorite swimming spot this wonderful weekend with your radio.
West Clots, West Clots, here's the time from West Clots, West Clots, West Clots, West Clots time.
5:23, and you may want to tune in tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. when antique expert Frank Furter will be here to discuss his grandmother's huge old chest. Everyone's favorite advice expert, Dr. Nancy, is here with us again on Wonderful Worm, this time to promote her newest book called How the Heck Will You Ever Get Out of That Situation?
Hello, Mr. Lizard. Do you have a listener that needs my help today?
As a matter of fact, I do, Dr. Nancy. A Mrs. Florida Jones from Jones, Florida writes to say, Dear Dr. Nancy, my boyfriend of several years deliberately pushed me into a vat of tar last night on our way out to dinner. Then he laughed at me in front of our friends. It took me hours to scrub off the tar. What is he trying to say to me?
Dear Mrs. Jones, I think he's just trying to show you his sense of humor. A very admirable quality, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying that perhaps you should lighten up a bit.
Uh-huh.
This guy sounds like a keeper.
Wow, that's some advice, Dr. Nancy. Well, a Mrs. Georgia Gibbs from Gibbs, Georgia has a problem. She writes, Dear Dr. Nancy, my ex-boyfriend is very vindictive. After we broke up, he scratched the word Jezebel into the side of my car, and even worse, stuck a hose through the window of my house and flooded the living room. It will probably cost hundreds of dollars to clean it all up. What can I do to get back at him?
Okay, Georgia, if you know your ex's current address, find a paper bag and fill it with, well, dog poop, to use the proper term. Place it on his doorstep and light the bag on fire. Then ring his doorbell, and I guarantee hilarity will ensue as he attempts to stomp out the flames.
I don't know how you do it, Dr. Nancy, but you always know the right thing to say. Thank you for joining me here on The Worm.
My pleasure, Mr. Lizard. And make sure you tell your audience to go out and buy my latest book, and don't just check it out of the library for free. That really grinds my gears.
What do you know?
Hello, you've reached Wonderful Worm, your station for the hits and the bits, the pops and the hops, and some news.
Hey, Chucklehead, this is your arch nemesis, the Mad Platter from Pomona's best station, KRAP.
Well, I don't know about that, Platter, but hey, what's all the noise in the background?
Oh, just the big dance at Pomona Coliseum, the one you were supposed to be hosting tonight.
Well, this is confusing. I was scheduled to host that, but an hour before it was supposed to start, someone called me and said it was canceled. So here I am on the air at Wonderful Worm instead of playing the hits at the Coliseum.
Yeah, well, that was me on the phone, doofus. Now there's a big KRAP banner over the stage, and I'm taking requests tonight instead of you. And there's a lot of cute chicks here, Johnny. You're missing all the action.
You've really done it now, Mad Platter. Why, I oughta.
Yeah, sticks and stones. See you in the ratings, pal. The only catch is we're high and you're low. Bye-bye.
Your pimples just broke out in time for the dance. That's why we doubt you'll find romance. It's Worm Radio.
We just got a request on the Worm line from Anna Maria Conchita Sophia Horwitz. Hello, Anna. It says here that you're 14. Listen, when I was your age, I was 15. Anyway, Anna wants a song dedicated to her friends Jimmy, Susie, Rocky, Lindsay, Porky, and Raheem. It's the London Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra playing Ooh-wee, baby, let's dance. Just heard a Worm exclusive, that hot new rock band Shark Pants with It Happened on the Riviera, But I Have a Doctor in Tijuana. You won't hear that song anywhere else but here, and I think I can understand why.
Here's Johnny!
This 15 minutes of the Johnny Lizard Show is brought to you by the Chatty Patty Burger Shack, so named because the food talks back to you. It may take an hour or two after eating, so just be patient. All their burgers are made from the finest gravel-fed steer. And this week only, if you can eat one of their 7 patty moron burgers and keep it down, you'll get a free inflatable dartboard from the Chatty Patty. Tell them Johnny Lizard sent you.
Okie dokie.
Once again, we turn to our own Al Fresco, who is chatting with one of the top hitmakers of the day in Worm Studio B.
Today we're visiting a man who says he's going to set a Guinness World Record, Mr. Styx Wacker from Gretsch, California.
Hi there.
Styx, you appear to be hanging upside down over your drum set.
That's right, Al. I'm suspended about 6 feet in the air with my knees hooked over this trapeze. I can reach the drums perfectly well from up here. This is the same drum set I play in the popular rock band Shark Pants. I'm sure you've heard of us.
I haven't, Styx. But why are you up in the air? Don't most drummers sit on a little stool behind the drums?
Today, I'm going to set a world record for the most songs ever played by a drummer suspended from a trapeze.
And what is the previous record for that feat?
It's zero, Al. So long as I can get through one song without falling off the trapeze, I'll set the record.
Okay.
And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Styx, oh, it looks like one of the bolts holding your trapeze is coming loose.
What? I can't hear you, Al.
I'm a little worried because now both bolts holding up your trapeze are coming loose.
Glad you're digging our music, Al. I just wanted to have you here.
Well, Johnny, I don't think he's going to set that world record today. But while the band and I attend to Styx, we'll turn it back to you at the Worm Studios.
This weekend at the Gingivitis Drive-In, it's two bloody horror features in blood-clotting monster scope. You'll hear every scream and at least some of the dialogue in astounding monaural super stereophonic sound.
Our first feature is Dr. Terror's House of Fine Footwear, starring Woody Allen, Steve Allen, Dayton Allen, Alan Sherman, Sherman Hemsley, and Coco, the sanctimonious sheep. See the Bride of Frankenstein trying on a pair of sneakers that's two sizes too small. See the monster from Planet X try to purchase 3 shoes, 1 for each foot. And watch the Blob make a mess of the theater's bathroom.
And don't miss our mind-crushing second feature. The Death Car Gets a Lube Job.
With Dean Martin, Steve Martin, Andrea Martin, Martin Lawrence, Lawrence Olivier, and Bosco, the blue-footed booby.
At the Gingivitis Drive-In, anyone speaking French will receive half off on any small fountain drink or any mostly meat hot dog in the snack bar. Absolutely no refunds tonight or any other night. This weekend at the Gingivitis Drive-In, minors must be accompanied by another minor.
Worm Chime Time. 5:23, and that was the Mormon Tabernacle Choir with the beloved ballad, Cincinnati Dancing Pig.
How do you like that?
Yes, and if I may be serious for a moment, Worm listeners, remember that Diarrhea Awareness Week starts Monday and runs through Friday. Oh, hello. It's the unexpected return of noted advice columnist Dr. Nancy.
Sorry, Mr. Lizard, I forgot my purse. I didn't mean to interrupt your program, but say, while I'm here, I see that bottle of lemonade sitting on the turntable.
No, I...
Would you mind if I took a few sips? That's not lemonade, Mr. Lizard.
Well, we had a long-haul trucker stop by a little while ago. That could be the bottle he keeps with him in his truck, the one he called his range extender.
Range extender?
Okay, thanks for stopping by.
You'll be hearing from my lawyer, Mr. Lizard. Goodbye.
Bye now.
Operating show, we've been on the grow.